Locker room chats continue here on 92.1 KMZA. Valley Heights basketball is the topic, and our guest, girls head coach Jordan Broxterman, and our conversation with the coach presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, latest rankings are out. Your team's still undefeated, number 3 in Class 2A. Get a nice win over a non-league opponent on a Tuesday night over Minneapolis, 64-43, to keep that record unblemished. What was maybe the most impressive part about that win, and what stood out about Minneapolis that maybe you could compare them to, maybe to another TBL team that you're more normal to seeing on a week-in, week-out basis?
I was really pleased with how we started that game. We came out with really good energy. We were great on the defensive end of the floor. We did a good job rebounding and limiting them to one-shot possessions. And then we were able to kind of, on the flip side of that, we were able to take the ball down and kind of do what we wanted with it in the first half. We got a nice lead in the first half and then kind of settled in. And I wish we would have had better energy the second half, but we kind of coasted with our lead the second half to hold on for the win. But Minneapolis as a team, I think, is actually a really solid group. They played us a lot of full court pressure man to man, which I was really glad that we saw that, because I think we'll experience some of that against against Rossville tonight. So it was good to have that, and it tested some of our ball handling, and for the most part, we did pretty well in that. But they're a tough team. They've got a lot of young girls that are going to be really good here in a few years. So I think they're a team to look out for in the future.
Yeah, you mentioned Rossville tonight, and the TBL tournament starts this weekend. Fortunate for your team getting a higher seed. You get a bye and don't have to play Saturday, so you'll have a matchup coming up early next week. You get the winner of Troy or Blue Valley in that one. But in regards to Rossville tonight, what kind of challenges do they present, and what kind of ball game do you ultimately expect there?
So Rossville, I think they play with really good energy from what I've seen. They're a team that likes to apply a lot of pressure. They've got some size. They've got some good guard play. And they play in a good league. And so, you can never look at a team's record when they're coming out of the Mid-East League, because you know that they're challenged night in and night out. So it's a great game for us to have on our non-league schedule. And we're hopefully we'll be prepared and we can go out there and get a win.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, and then obviously you get Rossville tonight, and then the TBL tournament, which starts on Saturday, lower seeds will play. But your team, the 2 seed, Centralia is the 1 seed. Both teams undefeated at this point. You'll get the winner of Troy and Blue Valley on Monday night. Just give us your experience on the TBL tournament and what it's like to kind of be around that.
TBL tournament's a lot of fun. It's usually highly competitive, and it's kind of a nice gauge. It's a nice tournament to gauge where you're at as a team in comparison to the rest of the league. And at this point in the season, we haven't seen a lot of these other league teams. So you can kind of get to eyeball some of, you know, the opponents you'll have later in the year. But ultimately, it's a fun time, and to have it at Frankfort is a lot of fun too. I think the gym there is loud and provides a great atmosphere, and usually there's big crowds there, so it's just a really cool overall experience, and I think the kids really enjoy it. Win or lose in that tournament, it's a nice test to where you're at as a team.
That's Jordan Broxterman, Valley Heights girls coach. His team undefeated, number 3 in Class 2A this week. According to the KBCA, they'll get Rossville tonight, and then they'll get the Twin Valley League tournament started on Monday with their first game. Monday night, they'll get the winner of Troy and Blue Valley, who will play on Saturday. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.